Surat Al-Ankabut. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. Do the people think that they will be left alone on saying, "We believe," and that they will not be tested? We detest those who have gone before them. Allah has to see who are the truthful and who are the liars. Do the evildoers think that they will escape from our reach? How bad is their judgment? He that hopes to meet Allah must know that Allah's appointed time is sure to come, and He hears all and knows all. He that strives does that for his own soul, for Allah is certainly transcendent and beyond any need of the world. As for those who believe and do good deeds, we shall cleanse them of their sins, and we shall reward them according to the best of their deeds. We have enjoined man to show kindness to his parents. But if they force you to commit shirk with me, of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them. To me is your return, and I will inform you of what you have done. Those who have accepted the true faith and do good deeds shall be admitted among the righteous. There are some among people who say, "We believe in Allah," yet when they suffer in the cause of Allah, they confuse the persecution of people with the punishment of Allah. But when there comes help in the shape of a victory from your Rabb, they are sure to say, "We have always been with you." Is not Allah fully aware of what is in the hearts of the people of the world? Most surely Allah knows those who believe and knows those who are hypocrites. The unbelievers say to the believers, "Follow us, and we will bear the burden of your sins." But they will not bear any burden of their sins. They are surely lying. Of course, they shall bear their own burdens, as well as the burdens of others in addition to their own, and on the day of resurrection, they shall be questioned about their invented lies. We sent Nuh to his people, and he lived among them 1,000 years less 50. Then, because of their wrongdoings, the flood overtook them. But we delivered him and all who were in the ark, and we made the ark a sign for the peoples of the world. Likewise Ibrahim, when he said to his people, "Worship Allah and fear him. This is better for you if you understand. You worship idols besides Allah and fabricate falsehood. In fact, those whom you worship besides Allah have no power to give you your sustenance. Therefore seek your sustenance from Allah and worship him. Give thanks to him, for to him you shall be returned. If you deny the message, then nations have denied before you. The only duty a Rasul has is to deliver Allah's message clearly. Do they not see how Allah originates creation, then repeats its process? Surely it is easy for Allah. Say to them, travel through the earth and see how Allah originates the creation, then creates the later creation. Surely Allah has power over everything. He punishes whom he wills and shows mercy to whom he pleases, and to him you shall be turned back. Neither can you frustrate him in the earth or in the heaven, nor have you any protector or helper besides Allah. As for those who disbelieve Allah's revelations and deny that they will ever meet him, they are the ones who shall despair of my mercy, and they are the ones who shall have a painful punishment. The people of Ibrahim had no answer except to say, "Kill him or burn him," but Allah saved him from the fire when they tried to burn him. Surely in this incident there are signs for those who believe. After coming out of the fire safely, Ibrahim addressed them, "Today you have made idols instead of Allah a means of affection among yourselves. But remember, on the day of resurrection, you shall disown and curse one another. Fire shall be your abode, and you shall have no helper." Witnessing this whole incident, Lut affirmed his belief with Ibrahim. Finally, Ibrahim said, "I will migrate towards my Rabb. He is the mighty, the wise." We gave him Isaac and Yaqub and placed the prophethood and the book in his progeny. Thus, we gave him his reward in this life, and in the hereafter, he will surely be among the righteous. When Lut said to his people, "Surely you are committing such sexual misconduct as no one in the world has ever attempted before you. Do you lust after males, commit robbery on the highways, and commit evil deeds even in your assemblies?" His people had no answer except to say, "Bring us the scourge of Allah if you are truthful." Lut prayed, "O Rabb, help me against this degenerate nation." When our messengers came to Ibrahim with the good news, they said, "We are to destroy the people of that township, for its people are indeed wrongdoers." Ibrahim said, "But Lut is in there." The angels replied, "We know who is in there. We shall certainly save him and his family, except his wife, who will remain behind." And when our messengers came to Lut, he became sad and anxious on their account, for he felt powerless to protect them. But they said, "Do not fear nor grieve. We shall save you and your family, except your wife. She will be of those who will remain behind. We are going to bring down a scourge from heaven upon the people of this town on account of their transgression. Surely we have left a clear sign from it for people who care to understand." To the people of Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib, who said, "O my people, worship Allah and look forward to the last day, and do not transgress in the land wickedly." But they denied him, so a severe earthquake seized them, and by the morning they were lifeless bodies in their own homes. Likewise, we destroyed the people of Ad and Thamud. You have seen the traces of their dwellings. Shaitan had made their foul deeds fair seeming to them and diverted them from the right way, though they were intelligent people. Musa came to Karun, Firaun, and Haman with clear signs, but they remained arrogant in the land, yet they could not go ahead of us. We seized all of them for their sinfulness. Against some we sent a violent tornado full of stones. Some were seized by a mighty blast. Some were swallowed up by the earth, and yet some were drowned. It was not Allah who was unjust to them, but they were unjust to their own souls. The parable of those who take protectors other than Allah is that of a spider who builds for itself a dwelling, and surely the weakest of all dwellings is the dwelling of a spider, if they but knew it. Surely Allah knows whoever they invoke besides him. He is the Almighty, the Wise. These are the parables that we cite for mankind, but none will grasp them except the wise. Allah has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. Surely in this incident there are signs for the believers. Recite from this book which has been revealed to you, and establish Salah. Surely Salah keeps one away from shameful and evil deeds, and surely the remembrance of Allah is the greatest indeed. Allah knows what you do. Do not argue with the people of the book, except in good taste, except with those who are wicked among them, and say, we believe in that which is sent down to us, and that which is sent down to you. Our God and your God is the same one God to whom we submit as Muslims. O Prophet, we have sent down this book to you, so the people of the book believe in it, and so do some of these, and none but unbelievers deny our revelations. O Muhammad, you have never read a book before this, nor have you ever transcribed one with your right hand. Had you done either of these, the quibblers could suspect it. Rather, these are clear signs in the breasts of those who are endowed with knowledge, and none deny our signs except the wrongdoers. They ask, why have the signs not been sent down to him from his Rabb? Tell them, the signs are in the hands of Allah. I am only a plain warner. Is it not enough for them that we have sent down to you this book, which is recited to them? Surely in it is a blessing and a reminder for those who believe. Tell them, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, for he knows all that is in the heavens and the earth. Those who believe in falsehood and disbelieve Allah, it is they who shall be the losers. They challenge you to hasten the scourge on them. Had a time not been fixed for it, the scourge would already have overtaken them. It is going to come suddenly and catch them unaware. They challenge you to hasten the scourge, whereas hell has already encircled the unbelievers. On that day, the punishment shall cover them from above and from beneath their feet, and Allah will say, now taste the reward of your deeds. O my servants who have believed, surely my earth is spacious to migrate if needed. Therefore worship me and me alone. Every soul shall taste death, then to us you shall all return. Those who embrace true faith and do good deeds shall be lodged in the mansions of paradise, beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. What an excellent reward for the doers of good deeds, the ones who have shown patience and put their trust in their Rabb. How many creatures are there that do not carry their provisions with them? Allah provides for them as he provides for you. It is he who is all-hearing, all-knowing. If you ask the disbelievers as to who has created the heavens and the earth and subjected the sun and the moon to his laws, they will certainly say, Allah. How are they then being deluded away from the truth? Allah gives abundantly to whom he pleases and sparingly to whom he wills. Surely Allah has knowledge of all things. And if you ask them, who sends down rainwater from the sky and thereby raises the dead land back to life? They will certainly say, Allah. Say, praise be to Allah, yet most of them do not use their common sense. The life of this world is nothing but a pastime and play. It is the life of the hereafter that is the true life, if they but knew it. If they embark on a ship and the ship gets into trouble, they call upon Allah, being sincerely obedient to him. But when he brings them safely to land, they start committing shirk, so that they may become ungrateful for the blessing that we have bestowed upon them and enjoy the life of this world. They will soon come to know the result of this behavior. Do they not see that we have made for them a secure sanctuary in the Kaaba, while the people are being snatched away from all around them? Do they still believe in falsehood and deny the blessings of Allah? And who is more wicked than the one who forges a lie against Allah or rejects the truth when it reaches him? Is not the hell a fitting abode for such disbelievers? As for those who strive in our cause, we will surely guide them to our ways. Rest assured that Allah is with the righteous.